within this cross of wood, the tree of life, with every good.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
Therefore you are here.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, Almighty God, merciful Father. Printed the wrong one off. Sorry. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. Praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm.
God reigns over the nations.
God sits on his holy throne. Glory be to God, the Father, the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. To God on I give glory and peace to all the earth. Good will from God in heaven proclaimed at Jesus' birth. And bless you, Father, your holy name we sing. Our thanks for your great glory, Lord God, our only King.
To you, O soul
begotten, the Father's Son we pray.
O Lamb of God, our Savior,
sins away. Have mercy on us, Jesus. Receive our heartfelt cry. Bear you in power are seated at God's right hand on high.
For you alone are
God the Lord, forever and forever be worshipped and adored. You with the Holy Spirit, alone our Lord most high, in God the Father's glory, amen, our glad reply.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose never failing providence orders all things, both in heaven and earth, we humbly implore you to put away from us all hurtful things and to give to us those things that are profitable for us. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our catechetical lesson. What is the third commandment? Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and His word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. We sing 581.
You shall observe the worship day, that peace may fill your home and pray, and put aside the work you do, so that God may work in you. Have mercy, Lord.
This time I invite our children up for a little message. You can stand because we're going to walk around a little bit. I'm going to show you a few things. All right. Hi. First, I'm going to show you what this is. This is called a lectern. Can you say lectern? Lectern, yeah. When the Lord calls us together for worship, He feeds us with His wonderful word and sacraments. In most churches, the Bible sits on what is called a lectern, right? And here's God's word in the scriptures, the Bible. This word lectern comes from the word lectio, Latin, and it means reading. So when pastor steps up here, I'm going to be reading from God's word. So it's called a lectern because it's reading, okay? Very good. So when I step up here, right, during the service, right, what are we supposed to do when we hear about God's word? We're supposed to listen to it. So when I step up here, it's time for us to listen to God's word. Okay? All right, next, this is called, does anyone know the name of this? No? It's called a pulpit. Can you say pulpit? Pulpit, yeah. This is where pastor preaches. The word pulpit comes from a Latin word, pulputum, whoa, meaning scaffold. Do you know what a scaffold is? I don't. That's a place where people stand and it lifts them up. Have you ever seen a guy washing windows from a scaffold? Maybe not around here, but in big cities. Or maybe farmers lifting up to pick apples off of trees or something like that. A scaffold. Here, come over here. I'll show you. It's like standing on a big box. Who wants to stand up there and look? Okay, Theo, go ahead. Can you see the people? Oh, not really. The pastor has to raise that up pretty high. Okay. Yeah, there you go. I forget to shorten this for our short pastors that come and visit. Can you step up there, Kira? Good. See all the people? Yeah. Now, before there were microphones,
right?
Here, you step down, let other people come up. Before there were microphones, it was sometimes hard to hear pastors speak. And so the people created for pastors what was called the pulpit, a place for pastor to stand up so he could speak to the people and proclaim God's word to them.
Right.
Who wants to stand up there? It's okay. You can check it out. You can see what it's like to preach to a whole crowd of people. Kind of nervous just to stand there, isn't it? Yeah. Now, some pulpits back in the day were up really high. Pastor would walk up some stairs just to preach to the people, right? And here, I don't need a scaffold because I'm already pretty high, don't I? Yeah. All right. So when pastor steps up here, what's he doing? Preaching. Yeah. So when I go over there, I'm reading God's word. So when I'm reading it, we listen, right? And when I'm over here, stepping up here, I am preaching God's word. Reading God's word from the lectern, preaching God's word from the pulpit. Try it again. Reading God's word from the lectern and preaching God's word from the pulpit. Awesome. Very good. Does anyone else want to step up here before we go? There you go, Carson. Check it out. Poke your head around. See all the people. Whoa. Awesome. You want to see Olivia? Amelia? You want to see? Here, I'll lift you up. Whoa! Very good. Have you gone up there yet? Go ahead, Olivia. Wow, huh? Preaching God's word from the pulpit. Awesome. All right, let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have sent your Son to take away from us our despising of your word and many distractions that we put in front of your word to keep us from hearing and learning it. And we give you thanks that through him, through his death and resurrection, through the gift of new life and the forgiveness of sins that he gives to us, that you make us to be people who gladly hear your word and gladly learn it. For all this, we give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. All right, you may return to your seats. What do you think? Our pastor is stepping up to the lectern, and so now it's time to listen to God's word. In the Holy Gospel, The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after Trinity is from Genesis chapter 2, right, the first book of Moses. And the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living creature. And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made to spring up every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Delum and onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that flowed around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is the Tigris, which flows east of Syria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. The epistle is from Romans chapter 6. St. Paul writes, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the Alleluia verse and for the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. These things are written that you may believe
that Jesus is the Christ, the
Son of God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called the disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess the faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. May be seated for our sermon hymn 691, Fruitful Trees, the Spirit's Sowing.
growing rich in love and joy and peace. Laden branches freely bearing gifts the given loves to bless. Here is fruit that grows by sharing patience, kindness, gentleness.
Today's sermon was influenced by Reverend Rick Stuckwich. There are lots of different kinds of plants, from the lilies of the field to the tall cedars of Lebanon, and the Lord God gives them all life. He provides nutrients in the soil, he causes his rain to fall and water the earth, and he makes his sun to shine, so that by his creative providence, the plants grow and flourish and bring forth leaves for healing, flowers for beauty, and fruit for food. What sort of tree are you? What sort of planting in the kingdom of God? Whether you are big and tall, right, standing on a pulpit, or short and small, what fruits do you bear to the praise and glory of our Creator? Are you living by his grace and growing in faith and love in the place where he has planted you? Are you flourishing and bearing fruits that gladden the hearts of men and glorify our Father in heaven? Are you evergreen, even in old age? Or are you dried up and withering away? Uproot a plant from the ground, withhold water from it, and keep it hidden in the dark away from the sun, and you know that it will not survive. In the same way, if you turn away from God, depart from his word, and hide yourself away from his vineyard and the people around you, then you cut yourself off from the very life which our Lord desires to give you in communion with Christ and his body, the church. Apart from the word and spirit of God, there is neither faith nor love. And where there is no faith and love, there is no life. If you appear to be strong and mighty now, and yet have no faith in God and no love for neighbor, then you are like a barren tree, ready to be cut down and thrown into the fire. How then shall a dry and barren plant become green and fruitful again? Only through that righteous seed who flourishes and bears abundant fruit to the praise and glory of God. He is the true seed of the woman, the Lord's own planting, that tree of life. And the fruit of this tree, the fruit he bears for the benefit of all mankind, even for his enemies. Who is this tree of life if not Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, God's own Son, who came down from heaven to take on flesh and blood like your own, to bear the full weight of your mortality, all your infirmities, burdens, and sorrows, and to carry all your guilt and iniquities and trespasses and sins in thought, word, and deed. He bore it all in his own body and brought it unto that cursed tree of death to put to death in himself all these things and to bury them forever. And having thus died on that tree of death, the seed of all life was planted into the ground in the dust of the earth, the tiniest of seeds planted alone in the tomb. But Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." And so it is, my brethren, that this dead seed burst forth from that tomb on the third day, just as it is written. His word proven true. Our resurrected brother Jesus is the first fruits of the new creation. He is that new tree risen from the dust of the earth. And what is more, he grows and thrives and flourishes over and above the mighty cedars of Lebanon and the massive redwoods of California. His crucified and risen body is a tree above them all. It extends even to the very heights of heaven. And this tree bears much fruit. Life-giving fruit from the life-giving tree. The abundant fruit of mercy and forgiveness. The fruit we need. This is his fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What great fruit this is. But our Lord distributes it in a very unique way. We all need it, but how does he give it to us? First, he gives it to his disciples, whom he sends out like servers at a restaurant, distributing his food at the proper time, right? Feeding the 4,000. That all who are there planted like trees in the ground may eat and be satisfied. Enough fruit for 7 baskets left over. And what does this mean, these 7 baskets? If not that our Lord not only fills us this day, but he gives us more than enough to share with everyone else we meet throughout this coming week. 7 baskets, 7 days. Now, just as our Lord's disciples are like servers at a restaurant, so too are they like farmers, right, whom he sends out to sow his seed throughout the world, even unto the very ends of the earth. Wherever the preaching and sharing of Christ's gospel is being done, wherever his spirit-born fruit is being given out for food, all those who eat of it also eat of its seeds. Consider the mulberry, the grape, the raspberry, the strawberry. Whoever eats of these fruits also eats of their seeds. But unlike berries, which go into the body and then pass out again, the seeds of the gospel take root and they grow and they soon are found producing the exact same fruit in their host. Through the eating of God's word and drinking of his spirit within the church, Christ's disciples who partake of such life-giving fruit soon find delight in naturally producing this same fruit themselves. But far from being independent trees, we all share the same root system, like the aspen in Utah. Although it looks a lot like independent trees, aspens are actually just clones of the first tree. They all share the same roots. In fact, there is one such interconnected aspen in Utah that is said to span over 170 acres and weighs over 13 million pounds, making it possibly the largest living organism. God's people are like that aspen. In fact, we are the largest living organism, the body of Christ, right? Even though we may look independent, we are all, in fact, offshoots of the same one tree, and we produce its fruit. Although we bring forth all kinds of fruit at different times and in different places, we are all truly one. Look at that book of Revelation and notice there that tree that produces 12 different kinds of fruits. That's us. By his atoning sacrifice, our crucified Lord has been planted and established as the tree of life in the midst of paradise. Even so, he bears his good and blessed fruits here on earth through his people, the church. This whole mystical body of Christ has become that tree of life for the world. We are the place of shade in the noonday heat, a place of rest for the weary people of this world who cannot make it any further. They're tired of politics, right? Aren't you? I am. Tired of politics. They never go away. Tired of droughts and floods and stormy gales. Tired of disease and death and decay. Tired of making bread by the sweat of our brow. Tired of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Tired of eating that which leads to death. Even if the world does not know it, they need our shade, the shade that our tree supplies. In the branches of our tree, the birds of every kind abide in safety and peace. And what does this mean? But that the people from all walks of life find their home here with God's people. The leaves of our tree, the leaves of mercy and compassion, these leaves are medicinal. They are for the healing of the nations. And our fruit, not only our good works, but we ourselves, we fruits of Christ, we are given and poured out for the many, some of us even unto death, so that the weary and heavy laden of this world may have true nourishment and the refreshment of everlasting life. To all people, then, we declare the blessed news. The author of all life, in whom all things live and move and have our being, our Creator has planted himself right here on earth for you, in order to give himself to you. And even more sublime, he plants himself into you, into your ears, into your hearts, mind, and body, that he should live and abide in you, and that you should live and abide in him. Our God has come that so that you may have life and have it abundantly. By the washing of water with his word, he grafts us together with him in his death and burial, and he also raises us up with him in the newness of life to bear abundant fruit to the glory of his holy name. Today, our own dear Lord and Savior himself feeds you with the fruits of his crucifixion, his very own body and blood, placed into your mouth and your body, and in turn, he bears good fruits in you and through you, fruits after his own kind. You partake of the sacrifice, you become that sacrifice for one another. You are what you eat. See how much our Lord cares for you. Oh, beloved, look at all this rich soil with which you are surrounded. Here you are grounded, Here you are watered and fed. Here you are given supports for one another, right? You support each other as you grow and mature in the faith. Here you are given fruit. And here you learn to produce it. So it is that as you go to and from this house of the Lord, you do bear good fruits after His own kind, wherever He sends you to so produce and distribute them to all in need. Oh, as surely as the Lord has gotten life for you by His tree, and as surely as He gives you life from this tree, so surely does He cause you to live and grow and flourish in the kingdom of God forever. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our announcements for today. There's a bridal shower planning meeting after the service, as well as, quickly following that, a church voters meeting. Please attend. You'll see there a baby shower information for Tristan on the 14th of August. Beloved of the Lord, please God Almighty to take our dear brother Ernie Glinky from this vale of tears to Himself in heaven. Ernie's body was laid to rest on Thursday, where it shall remain until Christ raises him in glory. Right. Buried in weakness, raised in power. The joyous announcement, the birth of Walker Lee. How do you say their last name, Becky?
Wiest.
Wiest. I always say Weist. Okay, Wiest. Walker Lee Wiest, the son of Ben and Rachel Huseman. Thanks be to God. What a wonderful thing. First grandson, yes? Information on Marcy. Is Bill here? Bill? Yeah, you want to? Yeah, go ahead. Bill. And then added to our prayer list is not on your bulletin, but please add Max, who's here with us, Max Tabor, to your prayers. They found a lesion of cancer on his liver. He'll be receiving some intense treatments in the next couple weeks, and ask for our prayers. And certainly our Lord keep you and bless you as we go through that together. Max, do you want to say anything else about that, or? Kathy, do you want to say anything else? Okay, very good. I just wanted to give you an option. All right. With that, we turn to the prayers of the church. Please rise. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all husbands and wives and for all families from generation to generation, especially for Walker Lee. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Jordan, Tristan, Holly, Heather, and Anjali, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, especially Ryan Sawyer, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Max, Scott, Marcy, Carrie, Mike, Ryan, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank. For Lorraine, Larry, Janice, Daryl, for Mike, and for the bereaved of Ernie Glinky, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Continue with the service of the sacrament. Deb just ironed this, so I'm trying to be very careful. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead, and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored. And earth with full acclaim
shall the glory of your name.
Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation. For you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet, in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made him that life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of this tree and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Eat the body of Christ given for you, and take drink his blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Pardon, peace. Amen. To our Lord's table. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. So welcome to our Lord's table. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. Amen. Our Lord's table. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. Jesus bless you in your baptismal grace, and you may grow and produce his fruits of thanksgiving. Amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. God bless the fruit of your womb. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. Jesus bless you in your baptismal grace, that you may continue to grow and produce his fruits in thanksgiving forever. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take, eat, the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Amen. Welcome to our Lord's table. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Amen. Body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that fruit from the tree of life, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Stand and sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now let your servant depart in early peace.
for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace, a light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning, is now, shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Be seated for our final hymn, 652, Father, We Thank Thee.
Thy church be gathered into thy kingdom by thy Son.